Mr. Fever Reefley, you're about to tell me about some German VIPs you saw in Hamburg, was it?
That's correct, yes. We were employed as escort for the collection of German generals who were coming in to negotiate the surrender terms with Montgomery. And we escorted them from some suburb on the outskirts of Hamburg into the Atlantic Hotel, which was then divisional headquarters, from where they would be taken on to Lüneburg to meet Monty. As is known, their terms were rejected in the first instance because... sorry, I can't remember. It was something to do with the Russians, but not included the Russian army as well. But he went, sent them back, and then they subsequently came back, and the surrender was negotiated. But the strange thing I remember is that our second in command of the company, a captain, very, very solemnly saluted these German generals, and they saluted back. And I thought, what a farce this was, because before the armistice, we'd been doing our best to kill each other, shoot each other, and here we were sort of being very, very correct, militarily saluting pompously these Germans and treating them as VIPs, which they were, I suppose, in a way. So that was a little bit of history, really, that we were a part of the escort of these German generals into the middle of Hamburg.
In July 1945, there was that general election in which Labour got so many seats, and it's sometimes said that the army vote played a big part in that election victory for Labour. What was your own opinion of that?
I think that's by and large true. Yes, certainly. I remember that everybody was very enthusiastic about voting for Labour in the forces. Yes, I think they had a quite a considerable effect on the outcome of the election. Certainly the whole feeling was towards chucking the Tories out and having Labour government.
What kind of reasons?
I suppose because largely the army was composed, I suppose, of working class people. It was at that time, apart from the officers, of course. I don't know what their opinions were, but I know that the general feeling of other ranks and NCOs was that yes, it was a good thing. There was no feeling of gratitude towards Churchill, for instance. I mean, we didn't. It was a great war leader, but we didn't think we'd have to vote for him again now that peace had come. We said, let's turn the whole lot out and have a new start. I think this was the feeling, quite strong.
What seemed to be the main issue? Was unemployment or housing or demobilisation or what?
I don't remember on this stage there was any main outstanding issue. It was just a case of let's get that old lot out and just have another go, have a new start with a new government. And I think they felt that it would be much better for such things as unemployment, houses, coming back home again after the war, rebuilding the country.
Had the Army Bureau of Current Affairs had any influence? Because they had lectures and so on.
They did indeed. I mean, I've been to one or two of the lectures and I can't remember what they were about. They must have obviously, I think, had some effect because they would have talked to the troops about the various parties that were taking part in the election. But I don't remember having any particular effect on me. But I've always been liberal or left wing, so I wouldn't have voted for the Tories anyway, on principle.
Was there any question of your going to the Far East?
Yes, well, we were sweating on that, as we put it. Anxiously looking at our release date and hoping that the cut-off point would come before we were drafted to the Far East, because there was a period after which you weren't sent out to the Far East because your release was imminent. So everybody was sweating on going to Burma, or not, thankfully.
Did VJ Day make any impact on you?
Not greatly, except that it was wonderful that the whole thing was over. But of course, having VE Day meant that we were at peace anyway in Germany, and Japan was rather a long way away as far as we were concerned. I mean, we're obviously glad that the whole thing was over. But I don't remember a great deal of excitement about VJ Day. It hasn't any great memories for me. I was still in Germany at that time.
Did the army do anything for you to rehabilitate you for civilian life?
Well, the only thing, I suppose, was the chance to go to the College of the Rhine Army for 6 weeks at the before one was released. This was great, and we had a wonderful time there, but whether we learned anything or not, I don't know. I obviously opted for an art course because I was going back to finish my art education, and I got some life drawing in and some painting. But the main thing I remember is that the lecturers were a really jolly lot, and passing the bottle of German gin around the class from hand to hand was probably one of the main occupations during the day. The Steinhagen, the German gin, was greatly in demand in those times.
Where was this college?
Göttingen, on the borders beyond Hanover, near the Russian zone. In fact, we were taken up to the hills where we could peer over into the Russian zone, you know, as a sort of, there are the Russians over there, almost as if they were the enemy. We had this feeling towards them.
And was the idea of this college to smooth people over into the civilian?
That's right. Oh, yes, there were many different courses, obviously, and the idea was that they would give you a refresher or some kind of course which would prepare you for civilian life. And also, of course, all military discipline was dropped. I mean, nobody wore hats, so you didn't have to salute any officers, for example. Everybody was on equal terms. So it was quite a careful preparation, I suppose, for City Street.
Did you get some paper qualification?
No, nothing, no.